News, I'm Ben Thomas. At least 9 deaths now being blamed on Debbie. It made landfall early Monday on the Gulf Coast of Florida as a Category 1 hurricane, its remnants now soaking the Northeast, forcing high water rescues in rural New York and Pennsylvania. Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service says Vermont and New Hampshire are getting it too.
Across that area, we're also looking at amounts on the order of 1 to 3 inches, which of course could cause flooding across that area as well, especially across areas of northern Vermont that have been recently impacted with heavy rainfall.
Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz are holding a campaign rally in Phoenix, while former President Trump set for a rally in Bozeman, Montana. But his plane first had to divert to an airport on the other side of the Rocky Mountains because of a mechanical issue. In Brazil, a plane crashed into a residential area of the city of Vinhedo in São Paulo state, the airline confirming all 61 people aboard were killed. One woman who lives near the crash site told reporters there were no victims among the locals. No word yet on a cause. Footage on Globo News showed the plane drifting downward and spiraling. Israeli troops have launched a new assault into the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. Medics say at least 21 Palestinians killed in a wave of airstrikes. The military says they're targeting Hamas fighters they claim still operate there. And Norman Hall has an update on the fatal shooting of an Illinois woman by a sheriff's deputy after she made a 911 call.
An Illinois sheriff who hired the deputy charged in the death of Sonia Massey has announced that he will retire 5 weeks after the 36-year-old black woman was fatally shot in her Springfield home. Sangamon County Sheriff Jack Campbell announced his retirement Friday. The 30-year-old Grayson was fired after being indicted on murder and other charges in the July 6 shooting. Grayson, who is white, has pleaded not guilty. Authorities said Massey had called 911 to report a suspected prowler. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. The latest on the foiled plot to attack 3 now-canceled Taylor Swift concerts in Austria.
Austrian Interior Minister Gerhard Karner said an 18-year-old was taken into custody after allegedly being in contact with the main suspect. Authorities say the plot appeared to have been inspired by the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, heartbroken Taylor Swift fans are consoling each other on the streets of Vienna. Miles travelled all the way from Nashville.
I've been making the most of it, coming here, exchanging friendship bracelets with my fellow Swiftie friends.
Nora is from Hungary and also plans to stay in Austria.
We can also like wear our dresses here and trade bracelets, so it's really cool.
The singer is yet to speak publicly about the plot or her cancelled shows. I'm Nayan Kim.
Swift still set to travel to London for 5 concerts starting Thursday that'll close the European leg of her Eras tour. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.